So why do we sabotage our own success? Why do we drink when we say we're not going to? Why do we overeat when we say we're not going to? Why do we scream and yell when we say we're not going to? Why do we spend money that we don't really have when we say we're not going to? Why do we sabotage our own success? David Essel here, 45 years now. I can't believe it's been that long in this business, and I love every freaking second of it. I really do, and I love giving you thoughts and ideas on how we can move into this world and through this world in a more productive way, in a calmer way, in an easier way, in a way that does not include self-sabotage. And self-sabotage is the opposite of self-love. You know, so someone who drinks on a regular basis is sabotaging their health, or probably their relationships and many other things. And the opposite of that sobriety would be self-love. Someone who's on a budget and follows it and enjoys the concept of saving and looking for opportunities to save is utilizing self-love. Someone that says, oh my God, this sale's only once a year, and even though I really can't afford it, I do need to pick up a couple, three, four, five, six more pairs of jeans. And that's the opposite of self-love. So we sabotage our success because, number one, it's a lack of self-love. And where does that lack of self-love come from? Where, number two, we can look at, we do not feel worthy. You know, we don't feel worthy of having a great relationship, so we self-sabotage it, right? We don't feel worthy of having a great body, so we're eating the food and drinking the drinks to sabotage the success of having a great body. There's so many, you know, there's a responsibility that comes with self-love, right? There's a responsibility that comes when you want to be a deeper spiritual or religious person. And in that self-responsibility, it means having self-control, it means having self-care, it means having a daily plan. And by doing these things, the odds of sabotaging our success decrease dramatically. Number one thing to do, though, is to figure out why. Why do I not feel worthy of being loved? And I pick, you know, people that I know are going to be terrible partners, or I pick people that are good partners and then sabotage it. Why do I not feel worthy of being in love? If you're struggling with weight, why do I not feel worthy of having a better body? I'm not saying a perfect body, a size one. I'm just saying, why are we doing things to keep that weight issue a weight issue, right? Why am I sabotaging my self-confidence and self-esteem by not really focusing on releasing this weight? Most studies say about 10% of obesity is related to genetics, which is crazy to think about, right? So much of it is our inability to deal with stress. And so we use food like we use alcohol, or we use food like we use nicotine, or we use food like we use pot to escape reality. But in reality of realities, we are actually sabotaging our success. Listen, if you need help with all this, because it can get deep, a lot of times we're just following mom or dad that didn't have self-love, or grandma or grandpa that didn't have self-love. A lot of times we're just following the role models from our youth, and we're not really even sitting and thinking, why am I doing this? Let me help you. We work with people from all over the world, and we have a special going on right now for people struggling with inflation. You can check everything out at talkdavid.com. 45 years now of doing the work of helping people to stop the self-sabotaging and get on the track of self-success. I'm David Essel, talkdavid.com. Also, there's five books there, absolutely free. Have a beautiful day.